This is episode 2334 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary, and welcome to a brand new series we're launching into this week. Every Sunday for me, I start a brand new series focused on a theme. And for you, that might be a different day, just depending on when you begin a series, and it's all good. Today is day one of an important theme. The theme this week is managing anxiety in a new way. So you're going to discover different ways to manage stress and anxiety, which, by the way, is at an all-time high these days as we continue through a global pandemic, as well as other disruption and uncertainty happening in the world. So get ready this week to explore a new way to approach your anxiety. Every single week, I share with you an important tool. This is a challenge. You are issued a weekly challenge with each series. So your challenge for this week is to do something a little fun as you go through this series. And that is to give yourself a stress makeover. You might be wondering what a stress makeover involves. Well, what you're going to do is to notice every day how you're responding to stress. Maybe at the end of each day, take a look back through your day and notice the moments when you felt particularly stressed and how you responded. And if you are happy with the way you responded, or could you possibly improve the way you respond to stress and anxiety? So for example, you might find that you lash out in anger or fear, or maybe you feel disempowered or depressed when you experience stress and anxiety. These are all such common reactions, and you're bound to experience those reactions. Maybe you could consider a breathing technique you could do, or stepping outside to cool off when you're experiencing stress, or calling someone for support, or repeating an affirmation or reading a book that inspires you. These are all ways you can give yourself a stress makeover, changing the way you respond to stress in a more attractive way than maybe your usual stress response. So that is your challenge. I would love to hear how you're doing. As you go through the challenge, you can always reach out to me by sending me a direct message on the Sip and Ohm Instagram page. I am going to be leaving for you a journal prompt for each day. This might be a week where you decide you'd love to journal. So for you journalers out there and maybe new at journaling, you can check my Instagram stories for the day's journal prompt. You can also get your hands on this week's journal by heading over to the Sip and Ohm meditation app. This is my app where I share 30-minute guided meditations. So if this is a series that really speaks to you, where you'd like a little extra support, you can head over to the Sip and Ohm meditation app and try the series absolutely free, my gift to you. You'll find as well, not only do you experience 30-minute daily guided meditations, but you'll receive a journal and your slow down guide with the tips and techniques right there at your fingertips. So that's where you find a little extra support. So you have your challenge, you know where to find additional support, you are ready to begin your meditation journey. So I invite you to settle yourself down somewhere where you're not likely to be interrupted and make sure you're extra comfortable. You might sit on the edge of a pillow. This is going to roll your hips forward to keep your spine in a neutral position. This allows you a straight spine as you meditate, and this helps to keep you nice and focused. Close your eyes and see what it feels like to gently elevate them upward to the point between your eyebrows. This is often referred to as your spiritual eye. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Begin to relax the different areas in your body where you notice you hold stress. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Notice where you feel tense. Maybe you feel nice and relaxed. Deepen your relaxation. Anytime your mind wanders as you meditate, focus on the rhythm and flow of your breath to refocus your thoughts. Bring to mind the last time you remember reacting to stress. Do you remember how you responded? How did you act? Inhale and exhale through your nose. Now, when you reflect on the last time you remember getting upset, what would you do differently, if anything at all? Visualize yourself responding the way you would choose to respond. Very nice. This week, make a commitment to yourself to revise the way you respond to stress. Select the way you want to respond and visualize yourself successfully responding that way. Beautiful. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness, allowing yourself simply to be. You are so worth slowing down for.